Hey, Mama. Welcome to the Raw Mom Life podcast, where we talk about the rawness of motherhood and marriage, from mental health to habits and everything in between, all with vulnerable talk to allow you the space to know you're not the only one. My name is Amber Wilfert, mama to three girls, just doing my best every day, even if my best looks different every day. Get ready to laugh and sometimes cry, but always with a good cup of coffee. Let's go. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Raw Mom Life podcast. I've got my coffee and my water. I hope you do too. I want to talk about the importance of taking time away from your kids. So I sub for our early childhood program, and so often I hear from moms who don't take away time for their kids, or not even at ECFE, but in general, like I hear people like, yeah, my husband and I are getting away for a weekend away in a couple weeks, and we haven't done that in 14 years. And my mouth just like, I can't even not jaw drop, because holy crap, I don't understand that. I do, because it is freaking hard to leave your kids, and I don't at the same time, because I know it's important for everybody. And so, like, I know it is so hard to trust other people with your kids, and it is, it's just like you need a break from them and then you're gone and you want to just be with them, right? Or you're like ready for bedtime, and then as soon as they're in bed, you're just like scrolling pictures of how cute they are. And I'll tell you that it doesn't change from when they're babies to when they're older. Like, you still need a break. You still need to do stuff with your husband without your kids. And that break doesn't have to look like a weekend away or a vacation. It could look like a night out with girlfriends. Some people don't even do that. Like, let me just tell you, Mama. Number one, it is okay for you to walk away from your kids and be you. To be you, not just mom, not to be mom 24/7, but to be who you are, your name. Like, it is good for me to not always be in the role of mom, but to also do Amber. To do things for Amber, to get out and get a massage, to go be with friends, to go for a walk, to go on vacation with my husband. And it is good. It is important for your own mental health. When you set the example of mommy and daddy have date night, of mom's going away on a weekend girls' trip, when you do those kinds of things, you're showing them the example that it's okay to do that. That it's okay to walk away from regular life and to take care of themselves. My husband and I went on a cruise like a year and a half ago. We were gone for 10 days without my kids. And that's the longest I've ever been away from them. And it wasn't easy, and yet it was wonderful. Like, I had people lined up to help take care of my kids. Was it easy? No, because we were gone so long, like we had to split it and they had a lot going on and I needed to ask for help. And so it was a lot to line up. And I'm not saying you have to go somewhere for 10 days, but like my husband and I made so many good memories and we came back so connected on that from that trip. One year we went up to Duluth for just a weekend away. It was like Friday afternoon or evening till Sunday afternoon. Like, it wasn't a long weekend away, but it was just such a wonderful few days together to just reconnect and to do things as a couple, not as parents, right? I'm not saying that where you're at mentally on your own journey or where your marriage is at is bad, but I'm saying that when you do these things, it's like next level. Like, it is so good. And I remind myself too that I am not going to have these kids around forever in my home. They will be 18 in too many short of years, and they will be off doing their own life. I mean, maybe, you know, give or take. Not everybody leaves immediately at 18, but just like the thought of that someday all of our kids are going to be moved out, and it will be me It will be me and my husband, like as a couple. And so am I going to know myself in that amount of years? And am I going to know and love and like my husband at that time? And so we are so intentional about having time together. And we talk to our kids about so once in a while I'll get, you know, like, why are you guys going out again? Didn't you just go out? Like, it seems like it to them. But we reiterate with them, like, mom and dad are putting in the hard work to make sure we still really like and love each other. It is so important for us to connect outside of being parents, etc. Being honest with them about that. And then too, when I went to Arizona in February, I was at the airport getting messages from my 7-year-old, like, mom, please, can you come back? Mom, I miss you so much. Mom, I just really want you to come home, please. Like literally voice messages like that on Messenger. And I'm just like, it tugs at my heart. And at the same time, like I told her, I was like, mom needs a few days away. This is going to be really good for me because I don't like winter as much and I need a break, right? And I just need a break from doing regular life things and organizing all the things and just doing something for me and just letting them know that it is okay. It's not because of them. It's just that I need a break from things sometimes, or I need to invest in myself in the same way you are teaching them to do that themselves, right? You're teaching them to take care of themselves, to learn how to even just take care of their physical bodies with bathing, showering, moving their body, drinking water, and eating good foods. Like, you're trying to do the same thing for yourself. You want them to get outside and play, right? And so are you getting outside and playing, or are you getting together with friends in the same way that they do, right? You are teaching them to do those things. Make sure you're doing it for yourself, okay? I don't need to go on and on and on about this. Like, it's pretty simple. I don't need to go on and on about this. It's really straightforward. One last thing that I do want to say is that I recognize that not everybody has help with their kids. There was a period where, like, we really only had my parents to ask. And his sister is now old enough, like, the kids are old enough. She will help us out too, which is just such a blessing. And I have friends that I could ask if needed to take care of the kids overnight or whatever. Like, finding your people that you can trust is great. And I know that it's not easy because I know that you maybe don't have family around or you have broken relationships with your family. And so let me just encourage you that if you don't have that kind of help, to be flexible as far as, like, do you need, like, we have taken my kids down to my parents' house and then gone somewhere instead of having them come here. And that was when they were younger and they could and they didn't have school and stuff. But that was easier for my parents, right? And so to be flexible, like, okay, I drove them over 2.5 hours to go to my parents. And now we're driving another 4 hours wherever we're going. But being flexible in that way. Also being flexible in that you don't have to go on a 10-day vacation. Maybe you and your husband just need 2 hours to have a date night and do a date night swap. Or if you have kids who are a little bit older, I mean, regardless of their age, like, you could even do a daytime swap with a mom if that works for your schedule, right? Can you just take my kids for 1 hour so I can go get a haircut? So I can just go for a walk by myself? So I can just sit in my house and binge my book, right? Asking for help in those times is so good. And I know it's not easy to find your people. But get involved in stuff like ECFE is just so good for meeting other mamas, or it does, as they get older, you do start to meet more people, right? They get involved in things, or getting involved in your church can really help too. So I know it's not always easy, but I just want to encourage you to do it because, again, you are setting that example for them that it's okay. And I am telling you that having a break from your kids is healthy for you now and healthy for future you, who isn't always going to have your babies in your house, okay? Finding those little ways to take breaks, here's your permission. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Raw Mom Life Podcast. If you love anything you heard today, share it with some family or a friend who might resonate with it as well. I love to hang out on Instagram, so come find me over there for some more laughs and maybe a few tears as well. but always a good cup of coffee. Mama, I appreciate you, and never forget, you are never alone.